Welcome to The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. And at this time, I believe all four stupid guys are here. How's it going, guys?
Cheerio, cheerio.
Tip top to the morning to you.
Tip top to the morning. And Russell, are you here, Russell?
I am here.
Russell was late because he doesn't have a big clock named Ben that tells him, Ross, it's 9 o'clock, time to get on there and do the podcast.
I'm glad you put an L in that word.
A Russell.
Well, that's your proper name, isn't it?
Well, it sounded like you said we're saying something else.
Well, sometimes we're just waiting around for you, Russ.
We don't have any captions here, so I'm sorry if the language is tough to understand. It's just the way it is.
The way it is.
The way it is. All right, I can't keep this up.
No, I thought we were broadcasting live from the UK.
The UK? Yeah.
Since they get the episodes a day early, apparently.
Well, I guess not. Apparently.
From our word on the street.
But we had our final. What do you call it, Matt?
It is called The First Day of the Rest of Your Life, guys. This is the perfect title for this episode.
But it was the not the finale episode. It was the
season 7 finale.
And now it's time to ask. Did Mike, we got to go around the table. Did Mike like this episode? Russ.
I say yes.
All right, that's one yes. Matt, did Mike like this episode?
He liked it, but it was too long.
I'm going to say, since Mike's a big fan of, your hockey team's the Panthers, right?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty close to a Tiger. I'm going to say you liked the episode. For that alone.
He's going to let us down.
Mike, did you like the finale episode?
It was up and down. It was very, very long. Probably could have cut it down a little bit. But for the most part, ended up being positive, I guess. Because we finally got to the start of the war that we've been waiting all season for.
Should they change the name of the Eye of the Tiger to the Eye of the Carl? It's the Eye of the Carl.
Wow. Carl really got some licks in this episode.
He did.
He was probably one of my favorite. Well, actually, my two favorite moments of the episode involved Carl. So
where he almost got bashed in the head.
Yes. And then when he just decided to unload it all.
Why didn't Rick? I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, we don't have a proper recap.
When Rick is sitting there saying, "I'm going to kill you someday. I'm going to kill you. You kill my son, I'm going to kill you." He's like inches away from the. Why didn't you just grab and start fighting with him?
Or bite his nose off.
His old fighting in the neck move.
Yeah, exactly. I've had it with Rick, be honest with you.
Well, I don't have a proper recap this week, but
no proper recap, so we're just winging it.
I do have some main plot points.
That's good. I want some main plot points.
And to start with, Sasha is in the dark with headphones listening to music. And we see these flashbacks of her warning Abraham of a nightmare where he died.
Now, was I the only one at first going, all right, this is just a waste of time?
Yeah, I was kind of
the same. At first, that was my theory, my feelings.
At first, I was kind of like, where are they going with this? And then after a while, I was like, she's going to bite it.
Huh. Mike, what did you think?
Well, no, Jack, but why do you say it was a waste of time, though?
Because I couldn't. It wasn't until about halfway through, I go, oh, okay, I'm kind of getting what's going on here. But it's like, at first I'm like going, why are we going back to this flashback? Sure, she probably told Abraham not to go and all this different stuff. Come on, what? Get to the point. Get to the meat and potatoes. But at the end, I was wrong.
It paid off for you?
I thought it was a good payoff.
Mike?
Like how the news is out there, like about her going to like Star Trek and stuff.
You knew she was gonna die.
So you're starting off with her, and you're like, "All right, this is gonna extend it out like the whole show here."
Yeah, let's just get to the point where she's. But I thought they gave her a good send off.
I kept thinking, so at first I was like, oh, what is she doing? You know, I really did not know. I thought that alone was a flashback of her listening to music and being somewhere else. And to be honest, I thought she was having sex at one point. I really didn't know what she was doing.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I thought the same thing.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
I go, excellent. But I go, what is going on? I go, is she having sex? Is are we going to find out somebody else, not Abraham? Or is this what's going on here? And
right.
Now, this part with Mac sitting with Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
When she's sitting with Maggie, was that a scene we've seen before? Or is that just what how she saw herself when Maggie saw her at the end when she was zombied?
Well, from what we understand, or from what I read in a trivia section here, which I can just say it now, that flashback with Maggie was from the episode Them, when the two of them watched the sunset together after the storm.
They did. I wasn't sure if I remember them doing something like that.
And that was when Aaron came up on them. He was like, oh, I need to speak to your leader.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Your leader, who's so good.
So I guess with the Sasha part, at some point though, I kept thinking that she was driving one of the trucks in the middle of the night as a bomb. Like I thought she was actually driving a bomb, like a suicide bomber. Yeah, like she was in a truck and she was gonna like just ram it down Alexandria and blow up an opening in it. And I don't know why, but. So
full Negan.
I suppose so. I mean, she did barter with him to only kill one person.
Yeah.
So,
and that one person was supposed to be Negan.
Right. But or herself.
The guys. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. She should have said two because she did kill herself. If she would have said two, then she could have owned up and killed Negan. Then that.
Yeah. But he's kind of removed from it. I mean, he's not part of Alexandria, so.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Now, I know we don't speak for all of the fans out there when we didn't like the Abraham flashback, but I was in my local comic store, and as I've stated, they have like a whole wall of Walking Dead memorabilia and action figures and really cool stuff. Someone was looking at the Abraham action figure, and they were actually getting wistful. They were like, oh, like half the people up here are dead, you know, and she was actually like kind of missing Abraham. And I was like, well, that's a kind of an interesting take on it. You know, I guess there are some people that were probably happy to see him.
Yeah. I mean, at first I was like, I just thought this was a waste of time. I said, mm-hmm. They're just dragging this episode out so they can get more commercials. And I was getting very negative at first.
Sure.
Because that's just what The Walking Dead does to you. Cause they do tend to drag it out. But then once the payoff was worth it, I go, okay, I did come back and say I was wrong. Okay, I do get what they were doing now. I, you know, giving her a good send off, and you know, it wasn't just.
Yeah. You know, I got it, but I mean, it's still dragged, and I think they could have done without it and done it a different way. But I liked Abraham, so it was good to see him. Like, you know. His sayings crack me up sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was refreshing to see that, but I think they could have done it a different way that kind of captivated the audience a little bit better, because after all that was going on, like, in the back of my mind, I'm going, like, oh, man, I hope this isn't the worst season finale ever, because it's starting out slow.
Finale?
Yeah.
Now, what if Rosita would have gone with him and been captured, and they both would have taken the cyanide pill or wherever Eugene fixed up? Would they both have had flashbacks with Abraham? Would they both been at their same time? Would have been an awkward? And would Rosita say, "You're still wearing that necklace that I made"? Would that have been awkward?
I think they would. I think they would have had Abraham jumping to different rooms, like. He'd be in one room and then he'd like run to the other room and run back and forth.
Okay, so this is heaven.
Yeah. They're dead the whole time. That's the point of Walking Dead. Yeah. I do like Jack, I like your point, and it would have been nicer since we did see a Sasha, you know, send off, had she actually given Rosita the necklace in that one moment.
Right.
you know, it would have been a nice, like, hey, goodbye. Next up on my main plot points here, I have Daryl almost kills Dwight as they're negotiating with him. Tara encourages him on, and they just allow Dwight to leave eventually so that he will slow down Negan's advancement.
Because that was necessary.
I guess so. I think the only thing was with letting him go, like, why not send Daryl with him?
Because you don't know this guy has. How do you know he's telling the truth?
Right.
If you send Daryl with him, and it was just a ploy. I mean, basically, Daryl's captured again, and
I can go cut down my own trees.
Yeah, or keep him and send Rosita. So
right, I didn't get that. Anyway, I guess
he took down a lot of trees. He's like the master lumberjack.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I kind of thought about that, and I was like, it's no reason to send one of your own. So send him, and if it's not true, then he's back with Negan anyway and not part of your group, so you don't need him there.
You just shoot him and kill him, and you're done with him.
Apparently, they had bunch of extra people they could have sent. We find out later in the episode as they're lying on the ground at Alexandria.
So a lot of log carrying guys that could have cut down some trees, right?
It just was, again, you have a plan, and the element of surprise is the plan, right? That's the whole plan. Negan is coming into a trap. Why do you potentially send someone that you has proven he has killed your own people, held Daryl, Daryl wanted to kill him. Why do you take a chance that this guy is going to, I'm doing the right thing? There is no way I send that guy back. No, I don't care if he's 100% honest. I don't send him back.
Well, moving on. Because I agree with you. I do. I mean, I thought it was kind of a weird moment that they just let him go. We see the scavengers arrive at Alexandria, and they prepare for war with Negan's men. I think, as somebody pointed out in the Facebook group, somebody's carrying an umbrella.
That was the grassy knoll, wasn't it? I didn't see it, but I saw the post on the Facebook page.
Yeah, there was somebody at first, when the trucks started arriving, I was like, who are these? Is Negan here already? And then I noticed that it was a garbage truck. And I was like, oh, these are the scavengers.
It's the guy works with the CIA, and he put the umbrella up to let Oswald know to shoot.
Right. It was a red umbrella. Yeah. I thought he had something to do with the How I Met Your Mother cast. So, he picked up the wrong umbrella. We also have this weird interaction with Michonne and Rick and what's her name?
Jadis.
Thanks, Jadis. Where she wants to sleep with Rick, or it says something about you're mine, or I don't know.
She goes, he's yours, but when you're done with him, can I lay with him next?
Yeah, can I?
Hump, 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 hump.
And Rick's going. not my first choice.
It's kind of awkward. I don't know how I'm going to convince Michonne of this, but she doesn't seem down with it.
I'm thinking Abraham has the better deal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about Rick.
I thought Rick would have been like, do any of you have a necklace to give each other?
Is there a second choice? Do you have a sister?
Yeah.
What about the
I got a baby.
What about the sniper girl that's going to beat my wife up? Well, they're not married, but, might as well be.
In the Walking Dead world, they're married.
Yeah, pretty much. They lie together. Anyway, we see Negan talking to Sasha, and Sasha negotiates for only one person having to die instead of three. He's really happy that she's on board. And later we see that she also agrees to ride in a coffin, which she's like, hey, you really don't have to. I could just put you in the coffin later. She's like, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
Yeah. And I know it's split up a little bit, but we also see later on where Eugene kind of has somewhat of a redeeming moment where he gives her an iPod. I guess in the world
it's a good selection of music. You're going to like it. It's my gift to you.
There's a lot of R&B.
Yeah.
And other music.
I'm just glad it didn't have Easy Street on it.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought that's what's going to play. Because she wouldn't know.
Right. Just imagine Eugene like picking out something really bad for. She's like, oh man, this has just like all Ted Nugent albums. Like, God. What am I going to do to this?
It's okay. I'm taking this pill. I'm not going to be around much longer. All I need is a water bottle.
Hey, ooh, that smell.
It could have been worse. It could have been. It could have been Cinderella saying, "Don't know what you got till it's gone."
Right.
You're breaking my heart.
Mike, you got any songs that she should have been listening to?
Make your own kind of music. could be like down. I feel like I'm Hurley over here. Just listen to iPad.
What's that song that had the name Abraham in it?
Go tell it on the mountain.
Smell it on the mountain. It is a church song, Father Abraham.
That's what I used to sing. Go smell it on the mountain.
Many sons, Father Abraham. Yeah, that song.
With as quick-witted as you are, Jack, I kind of figured that was something that you had written.
Jack knows all about church songs.
Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
Mm-hmm. can you sing that in an English accent now?
Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord. And that means something else, though, in England.
Yeah, I guess you're talking about the musician, Lord, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My lord, can you throw me a penny, a pound?
By the way, I know this is a minor thing, but it is something that I noticed. I liked how you got to hear the old style iPod clicker around the disc, you know, click around the
rotating.
You know, it was like you could hear that, you know, thing as it.
Now, do young kids, when they're watching, do they know what the iPad is? iPod. It's iPod, like, right?
It's like a rotary phone to them.
Yeah.
You know. Probably not.
It sounded like she was tapping.
Because Kevin's kid, we were playing poker a couple weeks ago. Kevin, I work with his kid's almost 13, and Jay has a collection of vinyls. And he goes, what's a vinyl? He goes, a record. His dad goes, a record. What's a record? I go, oh, shut up. Just shut up. The compact disc. That's what it is. He's what?
It came out after the wax roll. You know.
Cassette? What are you talking about?
What's an 8-track tape? Oh my God. Did they not teach history at your school?
Who's on first?
Yeah. But we played Steve Martin's first album, Let's Get Small.
Oh, nice.
And
that's a great one.
It still holds up. I was laughing, and he was actually laughing at it. So there you go. I tweeted Steve Martin this, but he basically said, the hell with you. I don't know who you are. I'm not answering.
I'm only into banjo music now.
Yeah.
Anyway, next on my list here, we have Sasha agrees to write in the coffin. And she also takes the blue pill. I don't know if that means anything. And,
well, you know, hopefully she lasts longer than 4 hours.
Hopefully she dies in less than 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
But, it would suck if she came out alive and she's like, oh, man.
Well, you know, I need to see a doctor. It's been over 4 hours.
I need to go back in there. So anyway, she does eventually become this zombie bomb, just a ticking time bomb. Next up on my list here, I have Eugene asks to take the lead when they get confronted with this, tree line.
Did he think he was going to talk him out of it?
All over, Russ. You're moving too fast.
Is Nick podcasting? Who was
We're
that?
Down here in LA.
Was that you, Russ?
I'm sitting on my bed.
No.
Pull over, copper.
Did you guys? Was it you, Mike?
I'm in an office with all doors closed, so no.
You can check the YouTube tape when the siren comes in. Russ's image just vibrates.
Where's it clicking? The clicking. The cop car is the new clicking.
There is did you guys I'm sure you heard the sirens going by.
That's what we're talking about.
The best who's on first.
What's a record? Oh my vinyl. God.
Did you guys hear those sirens going off?
You okay? You okay, Russ? Are you gonna say spot?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm at my house.
Okay.
I didn't move. I didn't move. The clicking wasn't me, but that siren could have been me.
Everybody missed it earlier when Russ called me a jerk. It was perfect.
Yes,
so anyway,
I didn't mean it though.
No, I know.
Because Law says you can't make this crap up.
I called Matt a jerk, and he said, "What?"
I did say that you hit the bong. That's why you were running late.
After apparently dropping a bomb.
Yeah, that was more like it.
Even better. That's even more true.
Oh, God.
So we see Eugene confronting Rick, and he claims to be Negan. And when the Trust a Move truck doesn't explode. I love the Trust a Move because clearly it didn't work, and it doesn't explode. At this moment, the scavengers turn on Rick's group, and including,
shocker.
Yeah, for those of us that called it.
Why would you, again, I think we go back to when Rick started, I go, why would you give these people you don't know
right
weapons? It just never made sense. Okay, and then also, if you're going to give them weapons, let them stand in front of you.
Sure.
I mean, it just...
So, or why not arm the kingdom or the hilltop? You know these people. They fought with you.
Yeah.
I mean, Maggie's group had to be the Ewoks in the whole group.
So when Negan says a little bird told him, it's the scavengers that are telling him here's my whole thing. You don't need them. If they're coming towards you, if you have the explosives, you just let Negan come all the way up. Boom.
Right.
They're gone. You didn't need to have this elaborate plan. I don't know. It's just stupid.
So well, if Negan would have said a big bird told me.
oddly enough, Jadis
could have been a snuffleupagus.
Jadis means little bird in German. So
that's a little update from CJ.
I'm totally lying about that. Don't check that.
CJ said, to be fair, Russ said the siren wasn't him. He never said it wasn't outside his house.
I'm not the siren.
I'm not the siren. I am the siren. Could you? I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know what that means.
This other sniper gets the jump or the beat down on Michonne.
I hate to throw the challenge flag again. Again, Michonne is the sniper. Again, she's the sniper. To be the sniper, you keep going. You know, I know she's your girlfriend. I get that. And she's going to get some special. But Rick, come on. She's the sniper. Isn't Rosita better shot than Michonne can press the button.
Maggie's a better shot.
Yeah. But Maggie, we don't even want to bring her in here. They have to,
right.
They have to stay behind in case something goes wrong. Well, if don't something
bring
goes
the
wrong,
skinny pregnant girl.
They're screwed anyway.
Yeah. I was a little surprised that Michonne got the jump. That she actually got really beat up bad by this toothpick of a woman. And apparently, you know, slight spoilers for the comics. Apparently this does occur in the comics, is that Michonne does get kind of surprise attacked.
We
this,
win.
So. Yeah.
I must break you.
She dies. Diplomatic immunity.
Was that was that one of your friends? Was that your girlfriend, Rick, that fell down? Anyway.
That's a pretty good Rick cry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, before that happens, Negan shows up and he showboats the whole thing with Sasha being in the casket. And I only wish that this was a lost cliffhanger so we could just try to guess who was in the casket. Often.
I was spoiled on that one, so it doesn't matter.
I was too. I was mad. I was mad at a fellow employee for years. It's like,
I
really?
Wasn't mad. I was on, it was another podcast website I went on, and someone spoiled them and they didn't take it down. They told him, hey, no spoilers. I go, okay, how about we just take it down so the rest of us don't see it?
It's even worse when it's someone close to you that's like searching this stuff out and they want to spoil you.
I don't even know if they're close to me. It just was another podcast that did a lost cast and they didn't take it down.
Hmm. Oh, well. Anyway. Well, we know who's in this coffin. It is Sasha. And
here's a question.
Yeah.
If Sasha wasn't zombie Sasha and they still had the ability to blow it up, do you blow it up? I say you do.
As I shared on the Instagram, Three Stupid Guys Instagram feed, I found the screenshot where she had the shot on Negan. She just had to shoot through the mullet. You know, kill the mullet, save the cheerleader.
You're talking about Michonne?
Yeah. No, not Michonne. Sasha.
Sasha.
You know, from
I'm talking about Michonne had the shot, you're saying.
Yeah, Michonne had the shot on Negan.
She would end up shooting Rick in the back of the head.
Well, no, at that point it was Eugene, you know, episode.
I'm saying her shot would have been so bad she would have killed. Oh. She would have killed, probably Carl would have knocked out his other eye.
I don't know. I mean, yes, I guess you just risk it. But, I mean, Negan points out, like, you are going to kill Eugene? I mean, he's one of your own.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to love how Negan delivers lines. Yeah. So.
You do.
Yeah. True professional. Anyway, at this point, once Sasha gets the jump on them, half of Alexandria just begins the resistance movement, including Carl, which was one of my favorite moments when he just start shooting.
Yes. That's Carl. Perfect. That's old school Carl.
I like how it kind of refers back to his conversation with Enid when he says, I think about the ones that I didn't shoot.
And that was, you know, someone said the walker that ended up killing Dale, but also Negan.
I think Sherry.
He could have killed Negan, couldn't he?
That's true. Yeah. Sherry, I'm sorry. She didn't turn into a zombie. She always posts the Facebook.
Well, we don't know. It's been a while since she's posted, so.
Anyway, she was the one that kind of pointed that out, I believe, in one of the comments. So. Anyway, at this point, Rick tries to bargain with the trash mistress, and she shoots him in the side.
What? Wound.
Merely a
flesh wound.
That I think she shot him because he didn't give her a necklace.
That could be it.
She saw that look when she said, you know, that she gets to lay with him. So
he's like, not going to bargain with that. Sorry. No.
Maybe if I was in Europe.
Yeah. When in Rome, but this is Alexandria.
Staying at a hostel. And anyway, as the resistance begins to dwindle, Negan has captured and rounded up Rick and Carl, and he regrets that he has to kill Carl.
Yeah, because he likes him.
Yeah.
He likes Carl.
I was hoping to play pool with him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did mention that he wants the pool table.
Yeah.
And all the cues.
And all the cues. And all the cues. That's great. Anyway, so Rick begins to recite one of his favorite lines from Casablanca, also spoken by another famous Rick. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, for the rest of your life, you will regret. You know, that's from Casablanca. But
I said, grab him.
He's
just literally right in front, and you're just crying like a baby.
Headbutt him.
Yeah.
I mean, none of his men are going to shoot at you at that point. It's too close to Negan.
Right.
So
I thought that's what really was going to happen. I thought that I didn't see the flying tiger coming in. I thought that was going to be the.
Well, I didn't bring it up, but they did set this up earlier. There were some scenes where basically they were leaving. We saw the kingdom, Ezekiel.
Yeah.
He talks to Morgan. Oh, so I see you're wearing
gear.
Yeah, that boy.
Yeah, it's really too small for you. It looks awkward.
Jeremy. Joseph.
Was it Jeremy?
Benjamin. Benjamin.
It was Benji.
Yeah, it was Benjamin. Benji. Yeah, it was kind of small, but, you know, looks like he's ready to play laser tag.
Because you got to wear that stuff, because without that, you could get hurt.
Laser tag or Tron revival. So I don't know.
It's old school laser tag when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is yeah, you got me. It's my lights lighting up here.
There was also a little scene there with Maggie basically gearing up to leave the hilltop. And we don't see Gregory, by the way, in this episode. So we don't know what happened to him.
He's drunk. Tequila.
He like left for the Saviors. And meanwhile, the Saviors left for Alexandria.
He gets to the gate and goes, I'm here.
Gets eaten by Walker. Anyway, yeah, this brings up maybe the best redeeming part of the whole episode. I don't know. It took me by surprise. I mean, I at this point, I was like, how? They're surely somebody's going to rescue them. He can't kill Carl. You can't kill Carl.
Well, they dragged it out so much. I forgot all about the kingdom.
Right.
I forgot all about him.
It was probably the one benefit of it being too long.
Because, like we said earlier, that would have been my plan in the beginning, to have the kingdom and the hilltop waiting in the woods to help with the surprise.
Right.
But that's a terrible plan.
How do you train Sheeta to attack? No, go ahead, Mike.
Well, no, but I'm saying like Sasha was like, all right, she sort of seemed like obvious death. So I'm like, maybe that they could kill somebody else here and that could be like another big death to end the season with.
Yeah, but.
But we had gone all episode without the other groups. So you're like, they got to be coming eventually.
Wow. Again, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
I literally forgot about him.
It still is. Yeah. I mean, I did Instagram and tweet about it. Still one of my favorite scenes is the tiger attacks. I think the way that they cut it was.
I am the Carold.
He's only got one. Yep.
But why does the tiger take longer than a zombie to kill somebody?
Because they like to enjoy the kill.
Oh, okay. All right.
And how does Ezekiel get him to train? Like, he's like, kill that one, not the two guys that are just sitting there.
Don't get Negan. That'll ruin the cliffhanger. Yeah. Go after the rando Negan guy.
Or he just tells the tiger, go after anybody that has a butt.
There you go.
Apparently, tigers do like to attack people when they're not looking. So, you know, there's that going on.
Well, Negan wasn't looking.
That's true. So, of
course, Negan did have a bat. The tiger's probably pretty smart.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to mess with Lucille.
Well, at this point, the kingdom and hilltop show up at the same time. And I wonder, were they outside the gate? Like, do we go in now?
No, wait. Wait until they have Carl ready to smash his head in. Then we go in, because it's more dramatic that way.
Was one coming from the east and the other was coming from the west and they didn't know, you know, or like, did they, I don't know.
He's rehearsing some like old like lines.
We shall take this kingdom.
No. I need something else. Let me try something else.
It's not dramatic enough. Morgan, what do you say? We work on the lines before we go in. Maggie, wait outside before I get my part.
Gotta work on this line.
I'm getting that Emmy if it kills me.
Tally ho. Nope.
That's been used before. I don't know. Oneth by land, tooth by sea. Oh, there's no water.
Ah, buggers.
Ah, we can't get a break.
Let's just do it. Shiva attack.
Attica!
Damn that man. Damn that man. Oh, that's not work either. I can't figure it. Off with his head. No, it's too ugly.
We are the knights that say knee. Nope. All right. Anyway, Russ, anything?
No, I'm good.
That wasn't me.
Are you talking to me?
Who are you going to call? No, it doesn't work. They should have left that movie alone. Why did they make a second one in that whole chick one? I don't understand.
But I think this takes place before that one. It's an alternate time.
Oh, okay. All right. And to clear things up, the chick line was me in character.
That was you in character, yes.
Me in character. I obviously would never say that.
Ever.
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 It's woman. Women. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. Okay, go ahead.
So, at this point, Daryl gets a really cool gun. Screw the crossbow. I want that gun in any fight. That gun's awesome.
It is.
Yeah. In the end, Negan retreats saying, this is what shit tastes like. Love that line.
I did like when he was driving away, he's just flipping him off. you got to like Negan. He just, you know, he's taken, it's a defeat for him.
Yep.
But he doesn't show it. He just flips him off because, you know, nobody can hit the front of the car. Because they have nobody for the retreat. They have nobody in the woods for the retreat. So when Negan's driving away, they can kill him because they're all stuck in Alexandria. They're all behind the wall.
Yeah. Maybe they should have left the Hilltop people to get the Negan crew as they're leaving, right?
Nope, that doesn't work.
Okay, sorry. Another thought. Negan and Simon, you know, they're like best buds.
Yep.
We never see the guy that the kingdom's handlers. What's his name?
Because he's soft.
Jerry or whatever. No, not Jerry. That's Fat Joey.
Fat Joey.
It's a J name.
It is a jerk.
Jerky McStuffs a lot. Anyway, Mopey Mick.
Mopey, I'm only doing this job because I don't want to die.
He is the saddest sap of them all. Yeah. But he's not in there. He's not in with that crew. So I'm just saying
it's not his area. It's not his.
Apparently.
No.
Anyway, Negan retreats and Michonne is more badly injured than Rick's gunshot. Apparently, Rick heals like that. I don't know if you saw this montage at the end. Gonna show a montage. Rick's fine. Like you see him getting passed up.
He just got winged. I mean, it was just
he didn't lose hardly any blood.
That's why he couldn't fight Negan because he lost all that blood.
It was just a scratch.
Good thing he's got his son Carl to like donate blood to him.
Carl, you're my same blood type.
Well, maybe he goes to Judith and goes, oops, you're really not mine.
Wow. He already knows that, though.
For sure?
Does he know? He said it. He said it already.
I'm sure he said it. Mike, does he know for sure?
Well, there's no DNA testing. There's no 23andMe.
Hey, Mike, I need a Carl.
Carl!
There we go.
You're my blood type.
Dad, I got some news for you.
I'm B negative.
Judith wasn't the first one. Shane's been around for a while, Dad. Just got to tell you that.
In this last montage here, we see Maggie, who might be pregnant, but you'd never know it at all.
She's one of those pregnant girls that everyone hates because she doesn't show she doesn't show it.
I mean, at least give her some kind of a belly bump. I mean, surely she would be in the fourth or fifth month. She's clearly in the second trimester, okay? And you begin to show in that. I mean, there's no way she's still in the first trimester all this time.
I guess some people are saying it's only been like a couple weeks, though.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think they grow vegetables and stuff that fast.
They do in Alexandria.
I'm just saying
the soil is rich.
She has some type of bump, but she doesn't show it. Anyway.
Meanwhile, Judith's gone from elementary school to like college, like in the same time period.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Leaves don't accumulate on the road like that after just a couple of weeks.
Because Judith is saying to Rick, is Shane my dad? And you killed him? Is that what happened?
There's like three other women that have given birth since Maggie's been pregnant. Anyway,
they found a cure for what everything is.
Yeah, they're curing people left and right.
Yeah.
Maggie and Jesus find Walker Sasha, and they actually kill her.
I'm glad they didn't show. I guess we just knew it was her.
Yeah.
By their reaction, I did like that scene. It was well done.
Yeah, I liked the outro montage here.
Because I forgot about her.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that's right. She's still out there. Rah, you know,
she did kill one of Negan's men. So,
and she did take the necklace back.
Did she?
She goes, well, she doesn't need it.
Oh,
so she puts it on, and that's really going to make Rosita mad.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, I don't know.
What if she just stabbed her with the necklace, like right in the forehead with it?
And so did she have the record of turning the fastest into a zombie?
Because it used to take days.
All these other people were like, yeah, days. We'd wait overnight.
Was it Andrea, the girl where her sister got killed? And
she
it was like she had to think about it for like four episodes because she hadn't turned yet.
I thought it was overnight. That
either way, it was a long
time. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, in this closing montage here, we see Negan gives a "we're going to war" speech, and we also see Alexandria, the kingdom, and the hilltop united with all three of their leaders. And Maggie's voice in this
and a lot of dead rando Alexandria people laying on the ground.
I wasn't going to mention them, but rest in peace.
One was wearing a red shirt.
It would suck because you'd have to go around and kill every one of those people too.
But I know, right? But one was wearing a red shirt. So was that a shout out to Star Trek?
Was the red umbrella a shout out?
There you go.
Anyway, Maggie's in this closing thing. She's holding her dad's pocket watch that was Glenn's. So that's all I've got for the main points of the episode, the walkthrough. A little bit of trivia here. This episode was dedicated to an American artist known for co-creating Swamp Thing, his adaptation of Frankenstein, and his illustration work and horror comics. So it was a nice little shout out there.
I saw that and I didn't, because my wife goes, "Who's that?" I go, "I don't know, maybe one of the actors. I don't know."
Yeah, it was a Bernie Wrightson was the man's name. So anyway, nice little shout out there. The title episode is the longest in this series, having 9 words. The title of the episode comes from Negan's exchange with Sasha saying, "Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life." Not from me saying that to Jack. It was also revealed that Jadis was the snitch of Rick's group to Negan. And this is apparently from the comics as well. So this is the only episode in the season in which a living character is killed by a walker. Of this season, specifically. So it's kind of interesting to think that this whole season, nobody's been killed by a walker.
First by a tiger, right?
Yes, first animal that has killed a living survivor. And I didn't hear this, but apparently Judith speaks her first words in this episode, which is "Mama."
Aw. Carl says, "Sorry, I killed her."
Poor Lori. Anyway, Morgan now wears Benjamin's armor. We already mentioned that. The song that plays while Sasha takes the pill, or maybe she has sex. I don't know. "Someday We'll All Be Free" by Donny Hathaway. And another song she also listens to is "Just Freedom."
I would have thought "Stairway to Heaven" would be appropriate.
Oh, well, she's not a Zeppelin fan. It's a stoner group.
All right, okay. It is. Don't say that to Jay.
I'm not. The flashback with Abraham was from the episode "The Last Day on Earth." So, and then I also mentioned the Maggie episode was the flashback with Maggie was from the episode "Them." So that's all I've got for the recap stuff and trivia.
Nice job.
Yeah, that's what you do. So
well done, Matt.
I thought you're in the slow clap.
Okay. Well, I was just enjoying the beer, but sure, that works.
Are you drinking the beer Russ doesn't like?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
I'm drinking my Guinness, mate. Drinking my pint. I know I'm bad at this British
stuff. Give me some fish and chips.
Spot of beer.
If anybody wants to know why we're actually giving all of this British stuff, it comes from some of our listener feedback, which we can get to now. Before we begin the episode, we were just kind of breaking up who gets to read who's.
So if we get some Russian emails next season, maybe some German, get some more impressions on the show.
Yeah, I can read French.
Oui, oui.
Well, we shall see. Anyway, the
bonjour, mes amis.
Anna Marie's email. I'll just read it since I'm already talking, and I'll try to do it justice, Anna Marie.
Hey guys, first off, to clarify from the last time I wrote in, the UK gets the episodes on a Monday night, late afternoon in the US, or it's online from around 4 a.m. This is actually why it can be difficult to get feedback in on time for the podcast, so hopefully I'm not too late. Well, Anna Marie, I've totally ruined your email. Or maybe I've given you some hope that we're all just three stupid guys. Anyway, overall,
that pretty much goes without saying.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
Overall, the episode was all right, although kind of predictable. Straight off the bat,
Tara annoyed me. Tiny Timbers.
Yeah, I'm not too good at it.
Okay, oh Roddy,
I
can't believe you're
going
to try to do the whole email.
I was really.
I'm sorry, I broke it up. I apologize.
I could try a better Beatles Liverpoolian.
If you want Dwight, if you want Dwight dead so bad, then do it yourself, mate. I still think it's pretty funny that he was honestly not aiming for Denise, and he actually uses that as defense.
I think it's a really dumb Beatle. It's not George, John, Paul, or Ringo.
It's Pete Best.
Wait, Matt, this will keep you going. CJ says, I don't know how to say this, Matt, but that accent is really doing it for me.
Oh, my.
Okay, CJ, hold on to it, or just play it back.
Maybe CJ grabbed a blue pill. We don't know.
he could have been much – I don't know if I can keep it up. He could have had
– get the blue pill.
He could have been
– I can't even read her email and do it at the same time. I'll just skip that part.
Surprise, surprise. The garbage people turned against them. Once they all started shooting, why didn't no one shoot Rick? He just stood there in the open, even as Jada's people are being shot.
I'm sorry. I'm totally murdering your email here. I can't keep it. It was a bit bizarre. Which is what she actually wrote, and we could actually say that about my reading.
Why do you don't kill Rick? He's a crappy leader.
You can't kill Rick.
Well, he's the worst leader. I used to argue about if you go back and listen to our podcast, man, I defended him against Shane. I was wrong. Shane was right. Rick is wrong. Rick should be killed off. He's a terrible. They need to get a new leader.
All right, look. Terrible. There's one thing most of you guys don't know. Rick has an immunity idol. It keeps it in his back pocket at all times.
That's working for him because he's a terrible leader.
He's never leaving the island, people.
He's made so many bad decisions of late. Terrible.
Although the comment Jadis made about sleeping with Rick seems so weird too.
Wait, is this the same email?
Yeah, okay,
I'm
sorry.
Off in the voice.
That's an email.
Although the comment Jadis made about sleeping with Rick seems so weird, too, I found it pretty funny, unlike Matt's reading of my email. If I were Michonne, I'd be a bit annoyed that Rick just says nothing and looks at her for permission. It was pretty funny.
Well, that got kind of southern there. Pretty funny.
I can't. Seriously, there's like three more paragraphs. We're never going to get through the show. I'll just read the rest really quickly. I thought Jeffrey Dean Morgan's acting was pretty weak this episode. Ooh. Thrown shade.
Oh, wow. It's true. He doesn't have a butt, but I thought his acting was okay.
And when we were panning through Alexandria looking at bodies of people that I don't know or care about, it seemed they missed a beat. Maybe if Aaron's partner was on the floor or a different lesser known but recognizable character was dead, it would have hit the audience more. Showing me dead extras doesn't really make a point. Okay, some people died. It's war. That was going to happen. I do love the contrast between this Lucille moment and the first episode, though. Rick is determined and bloodthirsty and defiant. But how the hell did the tiger get into Alexandria without the saviors noticing? And no one seemed to mention that Maggie is pregnant and really shouldn't be in a gunfight right now. I don't know. Perhaps I just had higher expectations, but it seemed like a pretty low budget episode apart from the tiger looking good. Maybe the Sasha Abraham flashbacks just put me off as they seemed to just fill up the episode unnecessarily. It just ended up a little bit too neat and nice for me. Glenn may have started something by helping Rick, but it's a bit much to say that everything was because of him. Other people were involved and their choices weren't all because of Glenn got the ball rolling. I know what they are trying to do, but I think it was just a bit too touchy-feely for me.
Anyway, another year gone. I don't think this season has been great, but who knows? This show seems to pull me back in every year, somehow, so we'll see. Take care and enjoy the summer. Screw you, mate. Matt, you screwed up my email. Anna Marie.
I did improv a little bit of that there, and I hope you forgive me.
Well, I figured the part about screwing up your email because she didn't know you were going to read it.
Yeah, send in your hate mail.
I pretty much agree with everything she said.
Boom, Jack stamp of approval.
There you go. Mike, do you agree with the email?
Definitely.
And Russell?
Yeah, I liked it.
That was some great comments. There we go. Okay.
I mean, it started out slow.
Well,
the show or the email? I mean, man, if someone sends you an email, you don't go, well, it started out slow.
Yeah. It could have been my reading of it, too.
Then it just kept changing. It seemed like it kept changing people who were reading it each time.
Yeah, it did. There was a couple different people. There was multiple characters that weighed in on that one.
It happens.
Anybody else would like to do an impersonation while they read an email? Be my guest.
We call you Sybil.
Sybil. All right.
All right. Am I reading the next one?
Sure.
All right. So this one is from Jeff or Eric. It says Jeff, but at the end says Eric. But it says, the first day of the Walking Dead, first day of the rest of your life, a little research before you podcast, and I'll play it. So
he's queuing it up.
Finale.
What are you trying to say, Jeff?
I think he's saying that you say, what do you say, Philly?
I say finale.
Finale.
So it's because I'm from Europe. I don't know if you could tell by my accent earlier, Jeff, but from where I'm at, we call it finale. So.
I think he's calling you out.
Okay. Fair enough. You can fill in my shoes next season.
well, just for the last episode, right? Because
sure.
You can do all the other ones, but except for the finale.
I'll always fill in for the finale every time.
All right. We got one email that came in late. Hey, guys. Sorry I'm cutting it so close, but I wanted to share my thoughts. So I'll start with the hipsters. Man, I could never stand them. But I really didn't think they would turn on our people for Negan. But they are quite self-centered, so hold on a second. I gotta get closer. You all get old someday. So it should have come as no surprise that they took the better deal. What was the deal though? She said 12,000, 10,000.
No, she wanted 12 people.
12 people.
Yeah.
But they never said people, they just said number.
So no, I thought it was people.
So what was it?
I was pretty sure it was people.
And like, she settled for 10.
People were as a resource, and they wanted people.
So 10 of Negan's men?
No, I'm saying I never heard the people. I just thought, like, we want 12, we want 10. We want 12, we'll get 10.
Okay. Well, I should continue reading the email. Although I wonder what their deal is. Negan doesn't seem to offer much that benefits anyone but his group. So I can't see Negan giving up 10 men. 10 zombies?
No, of the Alexandria people. Like they would actually be assimilated into the scavengers.
Oh. Well, why would the Alexandria people do that?
Well, they wouldn't have a choice.
Yeah, they'd become their slaves.
I guess. Although everyone saw
it workers.
Coming. Yeah, I guess that's true. You got to move that trash. Although everyone saw it coming, I really love with the kingdom and Hilltop showing up just in the nick of time. Finally, our people got a long-needed win after a very difficult season. I just hope it doesn't take all of next season to defeat Negan. I was never a huge Sasha fan, and her going after Negan was one of the most stupid ideas ever. And that's saying a lot for this show. But I really thought her death was beautiful, dying in the terms and attacking Negan like a zombie. And it scared Negan, though, too, didn't it? That's the first time anything Negan showed any weakness. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
It's just too bad it wasn't his face she chewed off. I think she got his ass, his butt. I think. I think that happened. Overall, definitely wasn't my favorite season. There was moments I really enjoyed, but it took way too long to get to the point of the finale. I hope you guys continue. It sounds like from your Facebook post, that may not happen. I really do enjoy the podcast. Thanks. Carry on. Well, if you're watching it live, I think Matt summed it up. No, a great email. I agree with a lot of it. At times it gets stupid. All right, would you guys agree?
That's why we're called Three Super Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to show.
I wasn't talking about the podcast. So yeah, talking about The Walking Dead. Anyway.
I mean, I hate to sound like a broken record about it, but we've talked about it every time we do a season. And I think part of it is that AMC uses like a cash cow.
Yeah.
And they milk it. And I just wish, like, if this show was 10 episodes like Game of Thrones, you know, they could really boil it down to like where it would just every episode you'd hang on to the edge of your seat.
What hurt this show is when they expanded it to 16, 17 episodes a season, whatever they're doing now, when it was just, I think the first season was 6, then it was like 8, right? Even though a lot of people didn't like the second season, it was tighter, it was better, it had a mission, but like you said, AMC is using it to fund their other shows, which I get, but
It gets a lot of viewers, but those middle episodes, I mean, you know, the first two episodes are usually good, and the last two episodes are usually good, but those filler episodes in the middle, they stretch it out. So it's like, yeah, this half season of 8 episodes, yeah, maybe 4 or 5 are good.
And Rick went from being a really good leader to being crap. And the only reason they do that is so they can drag out the show. If he was a great leader, the show would be over. Am I right? He just makes this, since the whole zombie march thing, he's just made one bad decision after another.
Don't hate the player, man. Hate the game.
Anyway. Thanks, Carrie Ann, for the email.
Carrie Ann, I wasn't flipping you off. Just the finale. It's my speech impediment. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Finale.
Finale.
Isn't that finale. French? Isn't that French, Russ? Finale?
Finale is French.
See, there you go. I spent some time abroad.
All right, who's next? Is it Mike or Russ?
All right, I'll do Vicky's emails now. My guess for the mole is probably Jadis, but the long shot could be Heath. What's weird is there is a musician named Jimmy Heath, a.k.a. as a little bird. Just a guess. So she was right with Jadis. Heath is a little busy filming 24.
And will never be seen again on this show ever again. It's just written off completely. I mean, it's like he's never coming back, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah. And nobody's asked about him. Nobody's talked about him.
No, nobody cares. They're like, eh.
Was Heath the black guy that went missing?
Yeah. When Tara went to Oceanside.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone. In fact, I've got to be honest with you. I forgot all about him until now.
Yeah. I always like to call him Heath Barr.
Heath Barkley.
All right, wasn't there
next
more?
Next Vic email is, what's the story of Magic Rick? He gets injured in the episode when they met the trash people. He magically healed. Now in the finale, he got shot by Jadis. No big deal. He acts as if he never was shot. Also, what's up with Gregory? Where is he? Can he possibly still think he can rat out Rick and his group? All I think is that he shows up and Simon kills him or has him work in the Walker Yard. Aren't you supposed to wrap up these dangling characters before the end of the season? I guess not. Very stupid writing. Thanks, Vicky.
I agree. Concur.
And then we have Vicky again. I was totally surprised when Sasha was a walker. That took me by surprise. I thought she might kill herself, but it never occurred to me that when you died, you turn into a walker. I don't trust Eugene anymore. In reply to that email I sent you below, I meant that I totally forgot that people turn into zombies when they die, since it's been so long for one of our main characters to die in turn. The email I first sent does not make sense. Vicky from SoCal.
No, I don't trust Eugene either. I would have had no problem if they would have blown him up.
I don't trust anybody that refers to it as SoCal. Sorry, Vicky. Yeah. It's just...
I don't know. I
don't mind SoCal over Cali. I can't stand Cali.
I'm just teasing. Cali's worse.
I'd miss Eugene. He reminds me too much of C-3PO.
I can see that. A nervous coward, you know, with a lot of information.
I would have had no problem with C-3PO being blown up either.
In which episode?
Any of them.
Any of them.
He had that bad British accent. Couldn't stand it.
Most likely I would have been C-3PO in a Star Wars movie. All right.
On to last email, Russ.
All right. This email is from Mike E. And his email is titled Couple of Thoughts. It says, I want to leave my thoughts about the finale as well as pose a question. The finale, the final, is definitely going to be a cliffhanger with at least two main people getting killed. Sasha and hopefully Enid, because she is annoying in this show.
Did we even see her in this episode?
I don't think we did.
No. Was she there?
No.
Did she have a red umbrella?
She was on Easy Street.
I think she's with the Hilltop, so maybe she's back with the Hilltop people.
Well,
I don't know.
Came right, so
yeah. Somebody's got to hold down those vegetables.
Yeah.
So then he says, "My question, though, is more or less because I hate loose ends. I understand that the actor who plays Heath is on 24 Legacy right now." But halfway through the season, he goes missing, and no one seems to mention him in the show, and where the heck is he? I'm wondering if the show forgot about him or not bringing him back until next season. I know they don't follow the comics, but he was a major comics character. Hmm. Anyways, those are my thoughts. Enjoy the show.
Well, there's two people who brought up Heath. Like I said, I completely forgot about him. They should have had something where they at least showed he died.
You know, that reminds me of a great line in the movie Tombstone by Doc Holliday.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Where he goes, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you were there. You may go now.
Yeah, I mean, they should like at least close off his story or chapter. I mean, maybe what if Heath were to come back with another group and then somehow he dies just so that he can be off the
comes back goes show. Rick, you can trust these people.
They're solid.
You can give them guns. They're cool.
They're northerners from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They like cheese. Yeah. And they all say A.
They all come in with cheese heads. Go pack.
Oh, we don't have any zombies up here. You know, just a lot of crappies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something like that.
It's too cold up here. We have the second best cheese in the world. Sally has the best cheese.
on that note, that is our last of our feedback and time for our drawing. We promised it halfway through this season that if you send in an email, you get put in for a drawing. Or if you retweeted one of our podcast episodes on Twitter, that we would put your name. I painstakingly went through all of those Twitter retweets today, wrote them on a piece of paper.
Hey, did you see mine? Did you put me in the raffle?
No, you're not. Just because you finally figured out how to retweet something doesn't make you eligible for anything.
Hey, but did you see that I actually did retweet a couple things, Matt?
Yeah, you did it several times, a lot more than Mike.
It literally takes
a second. Can you say that again? Can you say that again?
A lot more than Mike?
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Oh, okay. See, I'm not last. The third is good.
Yeah, but you know, I think Mike's still probably like, if we were looking longevity wise, you know,
actor Martinez retweeted us more than you, Russ.
Ooh. Which actor Martinez actually is in the drawing. I said, hey, why not? Yeah. You know,
I think he commented on your tweet.
Oh yeah. I did want to mention this. It was something that I noticed last episode. And then as I was looking through screenshots of The Walking Dead, as I do and post them on Instagram just for fun, I noticed that Negan has this weird kind of, you know, that's not weird.
He has a weird butt.
No, I usually don't pay attention to that. I just was looking at his forearm.
What are you trying to say? That if forearm is more looking at a man's forearm is a lot normal than looking at
more, more normal. It's I don't know. I don't know why I noticed it. But anyway, yeah, he has this kind of like arm thing on his left arm, right? You know, it's like a kind of a bandage almost, but it's not quite a bandage, but it's on his left forearm. And I had mentioned something like, hey, was he bitten or is this just a style thing? And he replied back, not bitten. So, which made me wonder, okay, you know, what is this? I had another person that responded, I think on Twitter,
it was
not actor Martinez, that was suggesting that it was something that baseball players wear when they're swinging a bat to protect their arm from getting injured. So perhaps that sleeve that he's wearing is actually to protect his arm from Lucille. So, which I thought, well, that makes a lot more sense.
No, I think it was from Gary Marshall, who used to do Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and all stuff. Because remember, Chachi Arcola used to always have something different, like something around his leg, something around the thing. I think it was some kind of cat. He said he was doing it to get the listener, the viewers to pay attention to different things. He would trend setting things. So I think that's what Negan was doing, just being trendsetter.
Trendsetter.
Yeah.
It's going to be a new thing. It's going to sweep the nation now.
Yeah.
So
it could have been like Radar. Remember, Radar always was holding something.
Well, that's because he had a...
Right.
Yeah.
He had a holding disorder.
A lot of people didn't know that. But that's the reason why he was always holding something.
That's why he had a teddy bear.
Yeah.
My bear went off! Great episode, by the way.
Yeah, and anyway, so with this drawing, I'm basically offering... if you know, for the winner, respond back to us, send us an email or tweet back at the Three Stupid Guys so we know what you would like as far as your gift, and we will send it to you, or I will. One of us will, but most likely it'll be me. So basically offering the Walking Dead Compendium 1, which is issues 1 through 48 of The Walking Dead, if you would like to enjoy those, or I've, you know, been looking at the 6-inch action.
Were you supposed to send me that, Matt?
Yeah, I have one, but this is to actually buy for one of the listeners. I'm not going to give them mine.
So Russ goes, heck with
Russ
the listeners.
Just claimed. Russ just claimed.
I just want that, so I don't care about the listener.
Yeah. Or if you're not interested in reading that, there is, but I do recommend the compendium if you're a Walking Dead fan. It's kind of fun to read through and see some of the things that are different. There is also these 6-inch action figures of Daryl, Rick. There's even one of Negan holding a baseball bat, Abraham, and
And I think Michonne.
I think Michonne is one of them too. So, you know, respond back, you know, if there's something else, within that price range, I would be more than willing to, throw that out to, the winner of the raffle.
The three stupid guys action figures you've worked on at your art classes.
Yeah. I make all my artists actually work on those.
I think we should push for, three stupid guys bobbleheads next season. Like bobblehead giveaway.
I like how you're just stretching this out. The listeners are patiently waiting. This is the only thing that they tuned in for. They've probably skipped through this whole thing, just waiting for the drawing. If you want to view now,
there's your Jack bobblehead.
There's your Jack bobblehead
with his little Charger hat on there. But that's a San Diego Charger hat.
We will never be so lucky as three stupid guys. But anyway. Thank you, Jack.
Which is the real me and which is not? That's what you have to try to figure out.
I'm just going to give up now.
Russ, can we get a drum tap, please?
Great show, guys. 1 in a million. If you tune in and you want to actually see the YouTube, here is the bucket full of all of the names.
What kind of bucket is that?
That's a very small bucket, and that's a very small amount of names.
Jesus, Russ, really?
You're supposed to say, oh my God, there's 1,000 names in there, and
it's huge.
Is that a barrel?
It's full of stars.
You're making us look bad, Matt. You could have like added some blanks in there with a different color paper or something.
All right. You know what? You want to do it? You do all of the even work. Okay. See, I just bleeped myself out. I'll do it again.
You just used a 4-letter word to Russ.
I'm just getting you back, Matt, from earlier.
All right. Yeah. Takes one to know one, right? Anyway, so here we go. Here is the drawing. I will pull out one of the lucky emailers. I know, you know, it might be. Let's see, here we go. It is. Let's see if I can hold that up there.
Ed Melman Smith.
And I have the T there for tweet because he tweeted it out. So I apologize for Vicky, who emailed in thousands of times to try to get, you know, you were entered in multiple times, but it is Ed the Mailman Smith, a favorite listener of ours. If you tune into our YouTube, you can see me holding it up right now.
I just thought of the best thing. He's a mailman. We said, yeah, we mailed it to you. It must have got lost in the mail. He's going to believe it, right?
I think it would be just funny if I like send it to him UPS, though, right?
Yeah, it would be funny. It would be actually probably cheaper. UPS.
Well, if it's small, though, USPS is still
probably better.
So I ship stuff all of the time and for my work, so I don't mind. Ed, get in touch with us through Three Stupid Guys Twitter or send us an email.
He's not listening live.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Remember, he doesn't like The Walking Dead?
He did.
No, he doesn't watch The Walking Dead, I don't think.
All right. Well, if he doesn't respond to us, then I guess I will just draw another lucky winner.
Well, he's a Padre. Yeah, we got to. I think he's a Padre fan, so that's he's a fan of The Walking Dead.
I think you got to have at least a backup.
Okay. In that case, I will.
In case Ed can't perform his duties as the Miss Walking Dead, yes. We have this person will take over.
Fizzlehoff is clapping for Ed. Good one. So she is proud that he won. So anyway, tune in, call us, you know, or send us do whatever you need to do. Ed, get in touch with us. Let us know what you'd like. So you want an action figure? Would you like something else Walking Dead themed related within that price range?
Night with Russ.
Night with Russ. Come out and visit us in Raleigh for the... The get together,
and we will go to cookout, and then we will go to a movie, and take our burgers out of the pocket and eat them, and watch the movie.
I don't know if we can afford your plane ticket, Ed, but Russ will buy you dinner.
Russ will buy you the cookout
and the movie.
But bring your own pockets.
That goes without saying. Don't eat out of another man's pocket. Anything we can leave you with. So
that's pretty good advice.
Yeah.
Advice to live by.
Yeah. That's right up there with don't eat yellow snow.
Don't you go where the Huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow.
and stab those walkers in the forehead so they're dead. That's it. That's all we've got for the show, for the finale.
No backup? You're not going to do a drawing for a backup?
No, I'm not.
If Ed declines, we'll draw another name.
I mean, do you really want me to draw another one right now?
No, well, okay. If not, then I'll just...
That way it would be officially on the record.
We'll draw another name and just show it to us.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Say anything.
Oh, you're not going to say anything?
No, we'll just...
But it'll be on YouTube, for the record.
Yeah, for the record, okay. It'll be on YouTube.
The official record books.
We won't say a thing.
Russ wins.
Matt's pulling it out.
I'm not even looking at it.
Well, a little...
Can
you read it?
Oh, that would have been a good winner. Oh, not that Ed's not a good winner, but that would have been...
yeah, so that was the other name. So,
you know, one of my favorite songs by Steve Perry.
That's the Twitter handle right there.
Oh, okay.
So at the end. So don't get her hopes up.
Okay. So well, you just said it to her. That narrowed it down.
Well, those people can tune into the YouTube and see who that was. So
shoot. Shoot.
All right. That's our show.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Let's stick a fork in it. So
Adios, mates.
And if you tuned in live, you know that I'm watching Rogue One in the background. So as they say in Star Wars, great show, kids. One in a million.
Hey, is that out on DVD yet?
Sure is.
Ah, I didn't know that. I haven't seen it.
Jack's shaking his head because we can never end a show properly.
Well, I'm shaking my head because it's been news for a while. That's
out. Matt's at the movies right now.
It's a bootleg copy, man. Got it off the streets in NYC, man.
People in the background keep going.
No, I meant like it's out on. I meant it's out on DVD. I didn't know it was out on DVD yet.
And Blu-ray and digital download. It was out on digital download for a couple weeks, but I just got the DVD. So
when did it come out on DVD?
Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't see it. Because I was in Target this past weekend, and I didn't see it. So
great show, guys.
That would make sense.
Bye.
1 in 1,000.
See you next
Bye.
Year.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye, guys. And Matt's still a jerk.
Aww.